It's Atomicast. Call us at 832-819-DUMB. That's 832-819-3867. Or email us atomicast1@gmail.com.
That you got in your face.
Huh?
Blah, blah, blah. See how that works?
Hey, everybody.
Hi there, peoples.
Welcome.
As you may remember, now Tim is drunk.
No.
You're playing Animal Sounds nonstop. You're clearly...
That was none. That was just a handful of them in your intro. I thought I'd spice it up a little bit.
You are clearly intoxicated, that sir.
Spice it up a little bit? Spice up the intro a little bit?
But you do that when you're drunk,
well,
Timothy.
Well, just the once. Just the one time.
The one time.
Dude, it's not a habit. That's all I'm saying.
You do it more than once. I'm calling it a habit because you never do shit like this more than once unless it's a fucking habit.
All right. Well.
Anyway. Fucking idiot. So, Timmy.
Yeah.
Who do we have with us?
I don't know. Some dude.
Hey, who's with us?
Brian from Drunken Zombie. I feel there awkward. It's like mom and dad are fighting.
This is normal.
We can't have dinner now.
This is normal. Go to your room. Beat off in your room three times.
Shay, okay. What's the email address?
You can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 8... I don't know, man.
832-819-3867.
It's 832-819.
Dump.
Yeah. Anyway, social media stuff, atomicast.com.
All that good shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I missed the old Tim and Shia intro.
That was... Well, you know, yeah, so...
We got a ton of these intros, man. We got to cycle through them.
Yeah, Well, I think he's referring to the fact that last week we played the Tim and Shay...
Right,
not Tim and Shia.
Yeah.
The one that's pronounced properly.
Yeah, so right. The story with that is that he sent me that one, and I didn't care. I thought it was kind of funny. And so I sent him an email and just said, like, hey, just, you know, it's no big deal, but, like, it's Tim and Shay,
yeah.
Spelled S-H-A-Y instead of S-H-E-A. And he recorded a new one, sent it over to me, so now we have both.
Nice.
And score. Tim and Shia will be coming back soon, I am sure.
Two intros for $5.
I know, dude.
We have an intro from Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, really?
That says, you know, hey, this is Adrian Barbeau, and you're listening to drunkyzombie.com. And we still play that one all the time.
Why the fuck not, man? Exactly. Who cares? It's
Who
funny.
Was it that we met during Horror Junk Days that we said, like, say, you're listening to Horror Junk, and he didn't get it. He kept saying, like, I'm listening to Horror Junk. I'm like, no, say you are listening. Like, yeah, I'm listening to Horror Junk.
I don't know.
Do you remember that?
No idea.
Some big fat guy with a beard.
Was it Gunnar Hansen?
Maybe it was Gunnar Hansen. That might be.
He did a good one for Drunken Zombies.
So. Idiots.
What a fag.
What an idiot.
What a fag. He did a good one for Drunken Zombie and a bad one for Horror Junk.
Ugh.
He's the worst.
It's just YouTube. That's the problem. And the problem is clearly surrounding the two of you.
Exactly.
Maybe. That might be true.
Yeah.
Horror Junk did not do the greatest celebrity interviews. I was mostly just like pissed off when I was talking to people. Like, all right, Tony Todd, just shut up. You're talking too much about shit that nobody cares about.
The Kevin Spiritas one was really good.
He was good. Yeah. He was good. We had some good ones, I guess. Mostly bad ones. A handful of good ones sprinkled in.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
How was your week, Tim?
Fine. 2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks, yeah, because last week, that's right, last week we had our best of episode. How was, yeah. How have your past 2 weeks been?
I don't know. Fine, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, dude. It's just life. You know?
Stop being grumpy.
I am grumpy. The don't holidays, be grumpy. Dude, the holidays are the fucking worst.
I know.
The worst.
Why do people like holidays?
Because you get presents. Because people have this mindset that you're a child and you get presents and shit.
It was great when you actually were a child.
Yeah, but people keep that mindset into adulthood.
No, now it sucks. Now it's just a bunch of shit to do all the time and your wife getting pissed off at you and yelling at you constantly and you're just feeling like a fat fucking stupid slob for watching TV every once in a while.
Sucks.
So that's how your week was?
Am I projecting on things?
I think so.
The last 2 weeks? Oh, Jesus Christ.
It seems like you're projecting a little bit.
It's fucking worst.
I was not going to get into any of that.
Oh, I'm glad to get into it a little.
See, get into it.
Scratching the surface of it.
Amanda's really into Christmas. I keep being like, who cares? It's just me and you. We don't need a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we have to have a Christmas tree.
Says the guy with the fucking Beats headphones over there.
The generic Amazon lookalikes.
By the way, Wilfred, you and I think we're somewhat enemies tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because you got the Batman shirt on, I got the Superman shirt on.
Uh-oh.
And The Dark Knight Returns, I'm pretty sure the Batman beats the shit out of Superman, which I'm not a fan of.
He sure does.
Yeah. Back to you, Timmy.
Yeah.
So.
No, we don't really.
Okay. We don't have to go into it. You seem like you wanted to, that's all.
I don't really want to. No, it's just the holidays, dude. They're the worst.
They really are.
Hill is into the holidays like Amanda is. But it's when you dig down, it's and this is the conversation I've had with her too. Like, are you really into the holidays? Do you really like it? Do you really like wrapping all these fucking presents, or can we just toss them in a brown paper bag?
Dude, you throw it in a bag. You throw the wrapping paper away, anyways.
I know.
Just give somebody the present.
I know. Starting from as little as I can remember, and maybe my parents are just lazy. Maybe that's the problem. I was just given like a stack of boxes with like, sometimes when I was a kid, it was just newspapers like draped over them. I don't even mean wrapped. I mean just like fucking just draped on them and you just pull them off.
Dude, you know what?
I don't feel like the experience was ruined.
Some people would probably look at that and be like, oh, you were probably fucking poor and homeless. I look at that as being like, dude, that's fucking smart. You're throwing that shit away anyway.
My parents were very efficient people.
Why waste the time? The kid wants to get to the present anyway. Yeah. He can just pull the one sheet of newspaper off and then done.
It's a waste of time and money to do this.
Yeah.
So much of Christmas is a waste of time and money. And that's fine if you get like some enjoyment and pleasure out of it. But if you're doing it as a sense of responsibility, that's fucking bullshit.
That's most of what the holidays are. It's all the sense of responsibility.
You got a kid now too, though.
So what?
She's
doesn't
two.
Give a shit. She's two.
She doesn't know any better.
She's two. Put that shit in a gift bag, and she would just be just as excited.
You
about
don't
it.
Even, dude. Just give her the fucking thing. She's gonna be like, "Yay, a present!"
That's the other option. Just give her a fucking thing. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not gonna care.
Yeah. You know what she likes unwrapping? The thing that gives her the biggest joy that I've seen.
Fruit snacks.
A straw. Dude, I'm not even kidding you. I'm not even fucking with. She's 2.5. If you give her like a straw wrapped in paper,
yeah.
Oh, dude, she is so excited about that.
Have you taught her how to shoot spitballs yet?
Not the spitballs, but we did last time we were at Steak and Shake. Jeez, this is so fucking. This is a dad podcast now. This is shit only fathers would care about.
Uh-huh.
We put the straw wrapper on the table and blew it around with the straw together.
Oh,
she really seemed to like.
I'm gonna teach her how to shoot spitwads.
Okay, that's fine.
So that she can start doing that Steak and Shake.
Not opposed to that at all. I mean, maybe a little opposed to that.
Well, you'll get over it because it'll be fun.
I'm already over it.
And then you and your daughter can shoot spitwads at random assholes at fucking Steak and Shake.
There you go. Anyway, I've summed up my last 2 weeks. Shay?
You know, let's go to Brian first. Brian, how's your week been? We'll say week because you're not a regular.
Sort of had jury duty this week, but never actually had to go.
I had the same experience. Yes.
So, yeah.
Cheers to that. Cheers to slacking off on our specific duties.
So you guys did not have jury duty. Both of you, I think, back in October when we all three of us recorded, you guys were bitching about that a little bit.
Dreading it, yeah.
And come to find out, neither one of you had to fucking do it.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's pretty awesome.
Finally, the government's done something for us.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my week's been boring, so.
Yeah. Okay, good story. Good. You're a great co-host.
Jay in Boston?
Yeah, so I...
Puking on streets and losing computers.
You were puking on streets?
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I have some stories from Boston. So are you going to
tell the story? Or
yeah, fuck, why not?
Okay.
So last week we did a best of episode because I was in Boston and I was not able to be here. So I was in Boston for work, and so a couple of stories from that. Flights were fantastic. Everything was on time. No problems there. On Thursday night, my second to last night in Boston, I went out with my company and got a little drunk. And on my way back to the hotel, I made
a great impression, huh?
Nah, they don't care. No, they were partying with me.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, no, they were way more drunk than I was. I wasn't that drunk, but like they were hammered. It was funny. On the way back, I took a cab back to my hotel and ended up leaving my computer in the cab. Which is my work computer.
Oops.
Yeah, I left my entire backpack in the fucking taxi.
Whoops.
Yeah, seriously. And I didn't even realize it until the next morning when I went to, I took a shower and I was like, I got dressed and I was like, all right, I'm walking out the door. Oh, fuck, where's my goddamn computer? And I like tossed the goddamn room all over the place. I was like, okay, clearly I know what just happened here. I left it in the cab. So I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? My company's going to be so pissed off, blah, blah, blah. I go to the office and, on my way in, I call the cab company and I call the police and just let them know what happened. And
I'm sure the police really cared.
Well, no.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, your drunk ass left some shit in the back of a cab?
Well, no.
Why are you calling us, you stupid sack of shit?
Yeah, we'll get right on that, sir.
to be fair, I didn't know I was calling the police.
That was wicked smart.
Wicked smart, you fucking retard.
Look at this pussy over here with his computer.
Right? No, so on the receipt, so I got a receipt because, I'm expensing all of it. On the receipt, there was a number on the bottom that said, like, hey, forget something in the cab, called this number. So that was the number that I called. I didn't know that I called the police until about noon that day. And I had called the cab company like three times to be like, hey, have you guys heard anything? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, what number did you call? And I was like, I gave them the number. They're like, oh, yeah, it's the police. And I was like, oh, that's the police? So I've called you guys three times already and you guys haven't, said anything else. And they're like, yeah, that's the police. I was like, all right, well, can you fucking try and find my goddamn computer that was in one of your taxis? And never heard anything back. Later in the day, about 4:20 p.m. Well, I was already smoked up. No, I was, I just got done throwing up at the office.
Like a pro.
For the second time that day.
Yeah.
Stress
pukes.
Yeah, stress pukes. And I had stress poops all fucking day. Like, seriously, like, I don't remember the last time, like, I just dreaded wiping my ass that much.
Yeah.
Like, it was the worst.
I can sympathize with the stress poops, the anxiety poops. I can't sympathize with the stress pukes. I can't say I've ever had that.
And honestly, like, I didn't eat anything all day Friday either because I was busy with work and then I just wasn't hungry. And then, like, so all I was puking was fucking water. It was the worst. But then I'd puke and I'd get dehydrated and I was like, fuck, I need a drink of water. And, oh, God, it was the worst. So I puked for the second time that day and I went back to where my phone was and I checked it and I had like 3 missed calls and I called one of the numbers back from Nashua, New Hampshire. And it was the corporate security saying, hey, somebody called in and said they have your computer. I was like, yes.
And, came in your pants. Is that what that was?
And you got to explain all the porn that's on it right now.
I'm actually pretty good about knowing the line there. But yeah, basically came in my pants. So if somebody had my computer, I leave the office and Jesus Christ, that was just the worst day of my life. So I leave the office and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a cab.
If that was the worst day of your life, you're doing pretty good.
Right?
It wasn't that bad.
It was bad. Like, living in it.
In terms of the worst day of your life?
Dude, I don't know. It was the most, maybe not the worst day, the most inconvenient day of my life.
Okay, that's better. Because you have to compare it to people that have been to, like, war.
Yeah.
Or had children die
I haven't done that, so I can say my life, not of life.
So you live a very horribly selfish and small, pathetic life.
You know that I do.
That's the worst thing.
You fucking know that I do, man. I live alone in an apartment with my dog, and I work from home.
All right, fair enough.
And I drive a Cadillac.
Fair enough.
No,
to be fair, you take your dog to the vet every 2 weeks, as we talked about earlier. No, so that's seriously. Not really selfish.
Yeah, no, I do. That dog, like, that's the, like, if I can, there's one thing I'm not selfish about is my fucking dog. Because I
it's
want
a
that,
little selfish.
It's a little selfish because I want selfish. Him to live for fucking ever. But at the same that's time, the like, I want him to feel good, you know?
Yeah, but what if he was, what if the best thing you could do for him was just to kill him to put him out of his misery?
Then I would
you do it. Would you really?
Yeah.
You'd have the strength to do that.
No, I wouldn't have the strength, but I would know that it's the best thing to do, and I don't want, because if he was, like, in that much pain, and, like, there's nothing they could do, then, yeah, I would absolutely do that. I mean, I've done, you remember how attached to my ferrets I was?
I remember.
And I put two of my ferrets Aesthetic. Down. Yeah. Put two of my ferrets down.
Yeah. Josh, ferrets are awesome.
They're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're so stupid.
They were.
They're the worst.
No, they were amazing. I'll never get another one, because it's so hard to watch them go.
Fucking worst.
And Brian, you saw my ferrets. Rats.
Yeah,
you saw my ferrets.
Yeah,
they're
ferrets.
Just rats. They're stupid.
You're a rat.
Ferrets are so dumb.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Fuck yourself.
I mean, that might be true, but it's unrelated to the ferret thing. I'm right about the ferret thing. No, they're so stupid. They're no.
You just don't. Just...
Who cares?
Two against one. Fuck yourself.
Two. Okay.
Fuck yourself with a ferret.
Yeah,
two against one. I guess I lose.
Poor ferret.
Wouldn't be mature about
poor ferret that has to crawl up into Tim's ass. Jesus, he has sandy shit.
Sometimes I do.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You've just seen the remnants. In the
I've
bowl.
Seen the remnants, but yeah. Still, that's enough.
Wolford, do you get sandy shit sometimes?
No.
Right? I neither do I.
That's a medical problem.
I know. He was
creating a pearl up your ass. What are you doing?
Oh man, that'd be awesome if one of these days it just takes like 70 years to create. When I'm old and really in my golden years and retiring, I just poop a big giant pearl, sell it for millions. Oh man, that'd be great. You gotta work that out.
No, Tim,
would be on a mission to make that happen.
He's gonna be shoveling sand into his ass now.
As Tim was saying earlier, he's a generally healthy guy, so yeah. It's gonna be the opposite end of the spectrum. When he gets old, everything is gonna fucking die on him. Like, things just naturally die throughout your life, but nothing's dying on him. Yeah. He's just gonna, all at once, he's just gonna get like fucking prostate cancer, dick cancer. All these fucking things are
doesn't
just
matter,
gonna go
as long
wrong.
As I get that big
old
ass pearl that I can cash in.
But
to
my
pay
point
for
is, you're not going to.
Treatment.
No, it's not going to be an ass pearl. It's going to be an ass sausage. It's going to be your entire colon that's going to fall out of your asshole. Oh,
so where's the pearl going to be?
There's no pearl.
There's no pearl.
There's no pearl.
Oh, fuck this.
There's no pearl.
I was told there'd be a pearl.
No pearl.
God damn it.
You told yourself there was going to be a pearl. You fucking jerk.
I was told there'd be ass pearls at this party.
I can get you some.
Dude, if there's no ass pearls, I'm out.
I can get you some.
There's no point.
I mean, you can shove them up your ass yourself, but
they're not real pearls. I mean, they're white, but
yeah,
no, none of that.
I can get you some pearls that are black and they range in size that come with a bottle of lube.
No,
you shove them up your ass.
No, thanks. I know you're a pro in that. I know you know all about that.
Well, now I know. Now I am.
No one is half the battle.
Now I know that you're supposed to use lube when you shove things up your ass.
I guess. Start you like a lawnmower.
Oh, it was. I was told that the orgasm was going to be amazing, and I was like, oh, that's not good. And then there's poop on the pearls.
Who told you that anyway? That's all women bullshit. Men's orgasms, my orgasms range in like 8.5 to 9.5 in pleasure. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It's all the same.
I got a question for the two of you. So speaking to orgasms, do you guys like shoot when you come, or is it more of just like a drip out?
I guess it depends on the day.
It's fair. It's fair. Brian,
whatever.
Brian, are you a sprayer, or are you just kind of a dripper?
Yeah.
You're a sprayer, like you can shoot distance?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not very far. I'm not like a porn star or anything. But.
Yeah, no, because one of the things that, like, recently, as my girlfriend lives 900 miles away, I masturbate constantly. And one thing that I've learned is that, like, the different pressure that you put on your dick as you're coming, you can make it spray very far.
You're just figuring this out at, how old is it, 30 years old?
I've never needed to do it before.
Jesus Christ, are you serious? I feel like I figured this out at 14, that I could increase my range under certain circumstances.
Yeah, no.
If I needed to.
You can make a game out of it. You set some candles up, trying to put them out.
Well, here's my problem. I found this out accidentally.
At 30.
Please tell me you shot it into your own face.
No, I always go into a paper towel. I'm not a green masturbator. So I was always into a paper towel, and the paper towel was like 3 feet over the paper towel, over the desk, under the carpet. And I was like, oh, okay.
So if you ever wonder why Shay has a table in the middle of his apartment, it's hiding a cum spot on the carpet.
Crunchy carpet. You're just walking around the apartment, all of a sudden.
It's in my office where my computer is, so
of
there's
course.
No table
of course
on
it
there.
Is.
Well, duh. I full screen porn.
Good
I have
for
a
you.
Nice 27-inch monitor. I'm going to fucking use it.
Good for you, Shay. Good for you.
What? You just killed
you
it.
You stupid shit sack.
No, fuck you.
You stupid masturbating fucking sack of shit.
You know, not all of us are married or engaged, so we don't get jerked off and blown by our fucking significant
I'm
others
married.
Constantly.
How often do you really think I get jerked off and blown? Give me a
We've
fucking
We've been together
break.
10 years. So.
My wife hates me. You think she's supposed to touch my dick? She only wants to look at me in the face.
What do you think I gotta do? Jerking off in the bathroom with my phone, so.
Exactly.
You have to go into the bathroom?
Well, I mean, I'm courteous.
Easy cleanup, dude.
Just going to the...
Me and Wolford are green masturbators.
Yeah.
Either bathroom or a gym sock.
You shoot it right into the sink, and then you step right into the shower.
Sink? No.
Why didn't you step into the shower afterwards?
Because I'm in my bathroom.
Why don't you just do it right in the shower?
Yeah, seriously, you're not green, because then you got to use water to wash the shit down the sink.
That's not green, dude. You need to work on your masturbating footprint.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Your carbon masturbating footprint.
Just jerk off in the shower.
Your dick print?
Exactly.
You got to work on your dick print.
You got to work on your dick print, son. Into the shower, like a real man.
Seriously.
No, our shower has like that strainer thing at the bottom.
That's fine. So, I swear to go down that strainer.
No, it won't.
You'll be fine.
You are not that thick.
It's pretty viscous.
I don't know that I don't know that it is, man.
It's like gravy.
It's,
oh, Christ. No are we really talking about our semen on the show? Do we really need to do this in
is
the
it,
show?
I mean, you
has
know how you see...
Slight
can
yellow
I please
tint
not...
It?
Can we please just stop
No,
it?
Once I... You know how you see
oh,
sperm...
Here, I'll show you. I'll Christ. Show you. Hold on.
No, thank you.
I mean, do you have, like, hair coming off the bottom of your sperm? Like, it looks in the under the microscope? So
yeah,
you, like,
they got legs on them. Gets, they get up and walk around.
That gets stuck in the drain, like... Like your fiance's
oh,
hair.
Christ. All right.
Tim, we've been talking about this for 6 minutes. How are you just not it's having just, a problem
now
with
that
this?
Now that I'm envisioning it's actually Wolford's semen, I'm just done with it. I just don't want to know. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about anybody's semen. No semen. I'm done with semen. I'm okay with hypothetical semen. When we talking about the real semen. And this segment's going to suck. So we're just talking about the fucking...
Hey, Tim. What are you drinking?
Your mom.
Oh, burn.
Bud Light. It's been a long night, Shay. We met for dinner.
We did.
We met at a bar that didn't have a great selection. We started drinking Bud Light. And yeah. It's hard to deviate once you start on something.
Yeah.
Although, Wolford, you brought something that maybe we should use this as an excuse to pass that around.
It is.
What'd you bring, Wolford?
All right. So I brought something that my local DZPN brethren, El Goro, has named the Green Dragon. Would you say they call absinthe the Green Dragon?
Yes, that is a true thing.
Well, that's
I
his...
thought, and it is green, so I thought that it would make sense that it is absinthe.
So that's his problem. So call out to you, Al Gore. You need to rename your drink.
And also, it's wrapped in duct tape, which makes me nervous.
You should be.
I like that more, though. That's classy. Yeah. I like it.
It's the opposite of classy.
It's white trashy.
All it's right. Nervous. Nerve-wracking.
Oh, so, holy shit, now it's all gross and crusty along the top. It looks like a toothpaste top.
It's all right.
I'm going to drink it out of the top. Don't get me wrong.
All right, so for this drink, there's rules, though.
Uh-oh.
So as not to hurt yourself.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so when you got the bottle in your hand, what you do is you breathe in, you sip, and I emphasize the word sip, and then you breathe out. All right?
Okay.
All right. You want to go first?
Yeah. No, sure, I will.
He's saying lean into the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry,
dude.
I was trying not to overtake everything. But...
Oh, no, you're fine. Go first, Brian.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it's you.
There's not much in there.
Well, I mean, maybe that speaks to how strong it is. You don't
need
much.
You need what is it? It's creme de mint and Everclear.
Oh my god,
creme de mint and Everclear, from what Wolford tells me. So
Brian has had this before, and the look on his face was just excruciating.
I swallowed a little bit too much, but yeah.
Is this like when we were kids and drinking like peach schnapps, which like it should be flavored and it should be good, but it's just a little overwhelming.
It doesn't taste bad. It's just it's got a little bit of
I'm guessing.
Clear up your chest some.
All right, here I go.
Do it up.
Oh, it tastes like mouthwash. Oh Jesus.
Okay, now
I can feel it. Like
yeah.
Ooh, the afterburn. Oh, I got the hiccups now.
Oh, no. I'm nervous now.
The afterburn's
the chest
worse.
Chest congestion's all cleared up, though.
I guess. I got the drunk-ups now.
Hold on. Okay. So you breathe in and then take a little sip.
And Jesus. Breathe out.
And then breathe out.
Yeah, otherwise it's too much.
Little sip, because, I got the drunk-ups from that shit. I got to hold my breath.
Well, that was good.
Well, see, Shay can handle it.
I got the drunk-ups from that shit, dude. That was the worst. I sound like I just took a hit, but I'm just trying to breathe slowly.
I feel like I just chewed gum.
To get rid of the drunk-ups.
That was good. I like that shit.
Yeah, that's
right. Minty?
Yeah. To be fair, I think I did it the right way. I didn't take like a gulp like you guys did.
The weird way the bottle shaped makes it a little hard when you're starting to
fill
it up to make sure.
No, it's good. I'm
trying to breathe slowly. Get rid of that drunk ups, dude. That drunk ups not gonna make for a good podcast. I'll tell you that.
No, hold your breath.
Best podcast. All
right, talk between yourselves.
Tim's gonna. I want to watch Tim see how red his face gets.
All right, I was just told by Murph and the Fat Kid that absinthe is referred to as the green fairy.
Oh,
that's right.
Is he listening live?
Apparently.
Hey,
holy
Murph.
Shit. We got some.
Hey, Murph.
Oh, fucking shit. Really, seriously, you guys need to talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to hold my breath.
All right, stop.
So Tim's a big pussy, huh?
Yeah, no, seriously. So Brian, did you read my tweet earlier that said, let's talk about micropenises?
I did.
I'm talking about Tim in specifics there. So have you ever seen a micropenis?
I have not.
You've never Googled it?
No.
You know what it looks like?
Your dick. Because that's it.
We're talking about your dick, Tim.
Oh.
No, it's your dick. It looks like rude. A kidney bean. Like just a kidney bean that's like there on your body.
My dick?
A micropenis. Stop talking. Oh, stop talking. Go away. We don't want hiccups on the fucking show, you idiot.
Go away.
Yeah.
I just took another hit of the green dragon.
That's the worst.
You pussy. You fucking pussy. God. You're the worst.
You're the worst.
For not being a man. For not being a man.
I'm just composing myself over here. Don't worry about it. Just
stop talking.
Just listen to fucking... Just talk.
Stop talking.
I think Daisy is the new man of the house.
Seriously, dude. I'm gonna.
Right.
She's going to grow a beard tomorrow.
That don't you rivals talk about my father's. Child like that. Don't you talk about my kid like that.
I'm saying that she's more of a man than you. A beard is the sign of a man.
My child is not a man.
She's more so than you, well, clearly.
You can say that, but you can't say that my daughter's going to grow a beard. I'm going to hit you over the head with a bottle.
No, you're not. I love your fucking daughter.
You fucking better, but not like,
fuck
you know.
Fuck yeah.
Not, you know, in that way.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's going to wait till she turns 15. He's going to marry her.
Oh, my God.
Like Ted Nugent.
Anyway. Absolutely not.
I have a quiz for you guys.
Oh yeah.
I want to play it. We're doing good on time. Where are we at on time?
28 minutes.
28 minutes?
Let's do a song break.
Ah, you fucking asshole.
No, this is a good time for a song break.
Okay,
let's do a song break.
You fucking shit sack. Murph, hang on tight. We'll be back after the song break for something fun. Ish. Fun-ish.
I guess.
Yep, so this is the... our song today is the Steve N. Seagulls. They're from Finland, I believe. And this is going to be an interesting cover of Thunderstruck.
Great. What is that?
Yeah. that struck there on the go. Banjo. That was a Finnish band that they were playing all on like banjos and weird farm instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you watch the video, it's actually really cool.
Those fins are crazy.
And again, that was the Steve, letter N, Seagulls.
Any relation to the Steven Seagulls?
Or Steven Seagal Lawman?
No, not to that, no. The answer is no, sir.
I got a quiz for you guys. It's 5 questions long.
All right, let's do it. How are we going
to
do this?
You're going to buzz in with your names when you think you know an answer to a question.
Okay, what type of quiz is this?
It's not really questions. It's a musical quiz.
Okay.
And geez, this is going to be a mess because I thought I was being smart. It's not going to work. This isn't going to work.
Okay.
It's going to be real shitty.
Why are you such a fuck up?
I can't wait to see how shittily this is going to work out.
All right, you fucking jerk.
So I'm going to play a clip. And these clips are relatively long, close to a minute each.
Okay.
And it's 3 songs played all at the same time.
Oh, shit.
Kay. Yeah.
You guys chime in with your name and tell me 1 song in the 3.
Okay, deal. Okay. Deal. I'm going to just turn Brian down here real quick.
Yeah.
I took this quiz myself and got 1 out of 5, so...
And you're way better at these quizzes than I am.
Prepare to embarrass yourself.
I am perpetually... prepared to embarrass myself on this podcast with these quizzes.
But to make it even more fun, the file names are so long I can't even see the answers myself. So I might just have to take your word for it that you got it right.
Why didn't you rename the fucking files, you dumbass?
I did in the way that just didn't work out for me. So
let's do it.
This is just gonna be shitty. Sorry everybody. It kind of fades in between. You get
Brian.
Alright, what?
Is it White Lines?
White Lines is the middle one, yes. Wow, I'm impressed because I'm still not sure I know what song that is. I don't know
that song either.
Sing it for us, Wolford.
White Lines. It's in Shaun of the Dead.
Oh yeah, I know that song. Yeah, I know that song.
Exactly.
All right, this one you're gonna get almost instantly, so get ready to chime in here.
Brian, girls just want to have fun.
There you go, Shay. You got to get all 3 to win this, buddy.
I'm not gonna win it.
It's 5. There's only 5.
It's a solid fact that I never win these quizzes.
All right, this one is gonna be real hard for both of you.
Brian. 99 Love Balloons.
How did you hear that in there?
It's the only girl voice I could hear.
99 Love Balloons didn't come until the end, I think. I don't think that was Love Balloons at the beginning.
It was the female singing at the beginning.
Was it really? Yeah.
Oh, play it again. Did you start it over?
No, I didn't. I played it from the beginning. All right, let me play it from the beginning. You and I in a little toy shop. Sure. Yeah, you're right. I just didn't hear it at first, I guess.
So no matter what, I win. Right,
I would have gotten. I would have gotten 99 Left Balloons.
There's no surprise here, Brian. I knew you were gonna win this from the get go.
All right, here we go. Come on,
Brian.
Okay.
Is it Lonely Life?
Maybe.
Or is it...
I'll say yes.
I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base. Close. Ace of Base is
it's
in
an Ace
somewhere.
Of Base song, yes. It's All That She Wants.
All That She Wants.
Is another baby.
I'm not even upset that I'm not getting any of these. You guys are old.
It was Ace of Base.
You guys are old.
It was Ace of Base. Okay.
You know
Ace
more
Base.
Than...
All right, there's a new song in this one.
All right.
Newish song.
Shay.
Yeah.
I Kissed a Girl.
Yes. There you go. You got it. The other two were Gold and The Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I picked the one that I knew the beat to. And then I jerk off to Katy Perry constantly.
You
so.
Don't,
you should.
I am impressed at that because I didn't hear. I knew that I Kissed a Girl's in there, and I still can't hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My impression.
No, you know it's weird. I just can't.
I know that
my
song.
Brain just gets overwhelmed. Oh. I can't fucking pick these noises out.
I know that song better than you.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Which is weird because Katy Perry is my girlfriend.
Well, no, Zooey Deschanel is your girlfriend.
They both are.
Katy Perry is mine.
They're both my girlfriend.
She's mine.
They're both.
You fucking slack jawed faggot.
Fat Kid from Murph and the Fat Kid just said, I'm kicking ass at this.
Dude,
which is a true statement.
You rocked it, man. Four out of five, I think. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, no, you won. You won. I suck at every single one of these quizzes that Tim gives us and gives me. So he wins.
Truth.
Brian wins.
As
shocking.
Usual.
Shocking.
Okay. So
shocking.
For this one, I need both my phone and my iPad. This is how complicated this shit is.
What is this? What are you doing?
This is too complicated to say.
Oh, my God.
Your small brain wouldn't understand the complicated.
What, because I have a smaller head than you guys? Is that it?
Yep.
Fuck you guys.
Okay, so Shay.
You're not my real dad.
Shay and Wolford, you both know I'm a bit of a digital hoarder.
Yeah.
I hoard, like,
yes, you are.
Pretty much anything that has happened on my computer since high school.
What's your most prized possession that you've hoarded digitally?
Man,
I want to say what it is, but I'm not going to.
What? Say it.
Giant porn.
Shut up about that shit. No, it is definitely not that.
I only say it because you get so weirdly weirded out about it, man.
No, it's a million years ago. I'm not that weirded out by it anymore.
Is it porn with giants in it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, Wolford, you've heard of this, I'm sure.
I don't think I have.
When I was just a young man, struggling to find my way in this world, self-employed for the first time and just failing miserably at it, and just fucking, it was just a miserable time for me. I found a job creating giant porn.
Oh, that's right. I remember you got a job, but I didn't know what it was because you would never tell me what it was.
It was embarrassing at the time. It was embarrassing at the time. It was actually So it was a illustration gig. Where I did giantess porn, so like enormous women, not 6 foot women, but like 100 foot women.
Okay, like Attack of the 50 foot cheerleader or something.
Yes, and exactly. Like
shoving men in a vagina.
Exactly, shoving men in there or bouncing on titties, things like that, like jumping on titties. It was weird. And then also,
that out as an art book now.
No, I will not.
He only has 3 of them left.
The other part of that was the part that I was a little more embarrassed about was like really hardcore bondage shit. It was also an illustration thing.
How come on Betty Page was in bondage?
But this was like really kind of just a different level of that. But anyway, so...
No, Tim, let's discuss this some more. I can tell how comfortable you are.
Right, dude?
About.
It makes him so fucking uncomfortable.
No,
so it makes me want to talk about it all
the
time.
It's fine.
You can say that, but
it's a chapter of my life.
It is clear that you do not really feel that way.
It is a chapter.
Because you're
passed.
Trying to close the subject so quickly. That's why it's so obvious that you don't want to talk about it.
The bondage stuff embarrassed me more than giantess stuff. Because the giantess stuff is a little more funny. It's just kind of goofy. It's
but
whatever.
You did what you had to do to make money. Who gives a
exactly.
shit?
Exactly.
Nobody gives a shit. And that's why
I give a shit.
I ultimately sent you a couple... Of the stupid,
you sent me a
giant.
Yeah, you sent me a couple.
Yeah, I sent it of them. I'm sending them straight up to you.
I don't know why you're uncomfortable. It's not like you were
I'm
in the porn.
It's fine. I was in the porn in
Brian.
I was in spirit.
It's fine.
Were you using your dick as like reference?
Yeah,
just like,
absolutely. How else do you draw dicks except to just shove up and draw your own?
That's why they're
especially,
so small.
They say little ones for gigantus porn.
You know, there's a part of it that was really about that. Really, most of the. This is so fucking weird. So, all right. So I was one of like many artists.
He's fine though. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's a natural bodily
it's fine.
Function.
It's totally just
women.
Natural. It's fine. So I was one of many artists on the site. But the thing is, you could browse other artists' shit and like ask them to draw certain things. So that was where the money came from. And so people would ask us to like commission these drawings that were just fucking weird. And I will tell you, the giantess porn, they never wanted a naked man. They always wanted a clothed man. And I feel like that has to be because they have tiny penises. It has to be. There's no other reason for that.
So So, I mean, that's how they felt, like, all these women had such gigantic vaginas that, like, and they had such tiny dicks.
I guess.
Because they had normal-sized vaginas and micropenises.
Because they got very specific about, like, what the women were doing and stuff and what the men were doing, and the men were always clothed.
Erect, it's about the size of a peanut.
Whose? Mine?
Micropenises.
Oh, micropenis? Yeah. Okay,
sure. Erect, it's about the size of a peanut.
Okay.
So
in the shell.
So do you have to be a really good artist to work on this website?
No, it was mediocre. It was really fast shit stuff.
Because I would totally do it and just laugh that somebody was jerking off to my badly drawn stick figure porn.
That's the thing, and that's what's funny about it.
At some point, it feels pathetic. At some point, it feels real weird and pathetic.
When you're 22?
Yeah, 22, 20. Yeah, 22 to 24.
You felt bad about it when you were 22.
Not necessarily bad, just weird. It made me uncomfortable. And just like it does now, it makes me uncomfortable to know that I facilitated other men jerking off.
Who cares, dude? That's what every single porn producer on the planet does.
I don't care. Looking at it logically, I don't. It's just the feeling. It's the feeling inside.
Get over it.
It's not a happy feeling.
Get over it.
It was the feeling inside for them, too.
You think I haven't gotten over it by
now? I don't think you've gotten over it.
Just go fucking...
Brian, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Oh, my God. You're it's funny because you're so weirded out about it.
I'm not weirded out about it.
I remember when you were doing it. You were so like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't even know why I'm telling you this much. I will never talk about it again. You will never see it.
I know. Shay saw a couple of them.
I did.
I don't know how those survived.
You saved them.
I did a pretty good job. I would draw them, scan them, email them, and then immediately delete them. But I must have made a backup in the weird interim time because I caught a couple of them. I must have done hundreds of these things.
There was one, the one that I remember is this giant woman like ripping off the top of a house or something. Mm-hmm. And there was this little tiny guy and she was naked. Yeah,
that was the thing. It was all about like just like dudes in, you know, covered by titties and dudes like, you know, in vaginas or, you know, just, it was really weird. It was really strange. I didn't get it, but if they enjoyed it, good for them.
In the pretty little stink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Fat Kid wants to know. He says CFNM giant porn can't be a huge fetish market.
I mean, you wouldn't think so.
I feel like, dude, like if you think about it, like they keep making this hentai porn, and you know, you see, you go to a porn site, you see fucking Lois Griffin sitting on the side there.
Mark Simpson.
People are into animated porn.
Yeah, weirdly.
Like so, like in back in a time when. There weren't animated porn, you know, it wasn't as easy to make a little cartoon as it is now. Like, yeah, of course, it's still a thing. It's just evolved since it...
That was part of it. I mean, even back then, that was part of it. This wasn't a million years ago that I was doing this. This was 10 years ago.
Tim, technologically, it might as well have been a million years ago.
You're probably right. I'm sure that there's still these niche websites that this shit is still going on. I just stopped doing it once I didn't have to do it anymore. I stopped doing it immediately.
Did you get any like really weird requests in that like things you felt very uncomfortable with? Like I want like a 7-year-old.
No, nothing like that. But like the BDSM stuff was a little more of that, that's the part that I'm a little more embarrassed about, because really it was like the giantess porn stuff. That's funny because that couldn't possibly exist in real life. The BDSM stuff was stuff that was like ultra violent, ultra weird, and kind of scary.
What's one that sticks out to you about that?
Nothing sticks out, but it was really like torture shit. I mean, there was blood and guts and gore and shit involved in the porn stuff.
And like fucking wounds and stuff?
More like you seen the movie Dead Girl?
Yeah.
A lot of that style stuff. Mm-hmm. Like women that really couldn't, and maybe even dead women that couldn't sort of resist and just sort of were dead and you could fuck orifices and stuff. Yeah. That dead girl. why are you laughing at that?
Because I'm glad this has turned into like a 10-minute segment on this show.
Fucking orifices.
I'm really happy about this, actually.
No, Dead Girl to me brought back these weird memories of that. Like I was watching this, like, holy shit, this is a fucking, as much as Atomic Ass is a fucking. Exercise and masturbation for us. That dead girl must have been for them. They were just like expressing these weird things of like a dead girl that couldn't fight back and kind of liked it, but you tied them up and you fucked weird holes that you shouldn't fuck them.
It was rapey.
It was extremely rapey and weird. Yeah, you rape eye holes and stuff.
Do you remember the one-eyed prostitute that used to be around town?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
It was back when the Peoria County was putting all the prostitutes' pictures up on the website, and there was one who had an eye patch. and a couple times she got arrested, didn't have the eye patch, and it was just an empty socket.
Jesus.
So nice. We made the joke, like, how much is it to fuck her eye socket, do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for Tim's micropenis, I mean, that fit right in.
Would fit right in, literally.
Literally.
I don't think I have a micropenis. I don't think that's something that
I have. That's the theme of this show.
Tim's micropenis?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I tweeted it
did
earlier.
Did you really? You fucking
did. A picture of it.
Oh, I did. Dick. Yeah.
What a dick.
You should check Twitter, sir.
What a dick. Anyway, Wolford speaking.
It's not that much of a dick.
Changing the subject. Changing the subject.
Yeah.
Wolford, you'll remember. My digital hoard, I found these little clips. And I think you'll appreciate this. You'll remember. Uh-oh. My apartment on Underhill.
Yes.
Do you remember the crazy old lady that lived there?
I do.
I have 5 sound clips.
Of her?
Yes.
Oh, nice. What?
Of, I used to run a website that was all about hiding cameras places. And
uh-huh. What was that website?
Hide the Cam.
Hide the Cam? That literally was it?
That was literally it.
That'd be the greatest porn domain ever right
I
now.
Know. I used to own hidethecam.com.
Dude,
I don't,
you should have kept
I don't know
it.
What it is anymore.
Oh,
I don't know
you
what it
kept
is anymore.
That.
Yeah, my, I don't know. I don't know.
You could have made millions on that domain now.
Possibly. I got some good shit back then. Anyways.
You could sell it to the Bang Bus guys.
Exactly.
Probably.
All seriously. I really have left is 5 clips. So I thought I'd play them on the show and see if you guys could interpret what the crazy old lady said. I have actually gone through and tried to interpret them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna see if you guys can come to the same conclusions I did about what she's trying to say.
Okay, okay, deal.
Yeah,
that's...
I call the cops to tell you, and they won't do it.
They won't tell it?
I tell them I'm going to the street. And I go over the next... I don't know them that well. Well, they might
across
go over
the street, I don't know them
that well.
Where
they
move it. You got it.
Where they don't drive it around. And then, if I do that, then you don't want to sit there all night.
Sitting there all night.
Yep.
No, I don't want to. Because we're going to the street all night.
You should hop in there and move it.
Yeah,
my wish. Alright. The part that I got of it, you got
I heard her say call the cops as well.
Yep. So she said
she very obviously said
I called the cops to tag it and they won't do it. Something incoherent. To someone across the street, I go over. I don't own that one. I went over there, asked them why they don't move it. Why don't they drive it very often? Something incoherent. Wouldn't sit there all the time. And then my buddy Favish said, you should hop in there and move it. And that's when she said, yeah, I wish. All right, next one.
Is she like the crazy cat lady from The Simpsons?
Dude, she's completely insane. She's dead now, I'm sure. This was 15 years ago.
I have
ago.
A question. How did you transcribe this?
No kidding.
Just listening to it like a forensic detective, you know, just like over and over
just
again.
Slow it down.
Yeah, no, this isn't like a gospel.
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't go back and reaffirm with her.
Okay. She was telling you the secrets of the universe and you don't even know.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. This is a good one.
Okay.
Now, why did he move out there? He never
moved out.
Big paint and everything.
I don't know.
They live on 34. That dog don't like me.
No.
He don't like Dan either. He's barking. He's about to bit my arrow.
Dick in my arrow?
He
bit
that.
My
I
arrow.
I've had too many dogs jump at me.
I just have mumbling for 12 seconds. And then dog don't like me. And that's when Faber says no. And then she says, he don't like Dan neither. And then something bit my arm. I've had too many dogs jump at me.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody I'm thinking there's a hedge right next to the sidewalk. I hear a dog behind the hedge. He come on, jumped me one time and I had a bell on. That's
on
the bell,
hit
that bell, and yeah, that bell was not him, and the bit down the way.
When was that?
Well,
when was that?
Dog
jumping all over me.
Exactly, yes, okay. So you got the gist of the story. Dogs jump on her.
She's apparently not a fan of dogs.
She's completely insane.
Yeah.
There's a hedge right next to the sidewalk. I didn't know there was a dog behind the hedge. He came up and bit me waist high. I had a belt on. I had a belt. And if that belt wasn't on, he'd have bit me right in the waist. Oh, yeah, when was that? Oh, that's been years and years ago. But ever since, I've been a bit weary of dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. What a crazy. Dude, she would just talk to us. All the time.
Water?
The hallway.
Oh, the hallway. What's wrong with it?
I'm dirty.
It's dirty?
I clean all the room twice a week when I contact.
In the whole apartment or just down there?
Yeah, the whole three flights of steps and the flat three flights of steps up there.
Oh.
In the back and the windows, all the windows up there and the door. He had for a year, I was seeing having back clean in the hallway.
If I can just interrupt and say, Shay, similar to how you can interpret Indian people in ways that I cannot, I can't understand them at all.
Yeah.
Babish could interpret the crazy old lady.
You know, my favorite part about this is not Fabish. My favorite part about this is the fucking birds chirping. So clear, so clear and crisp in the background.
Right.
I also love your complete disinterest in whatever she's talking about. You're just like,
dude,
yeah.
What do you say? Huh? I just kept saying like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or I did anyway. I couldn't understand it. Fabish could. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Was
she drunk?
I mean, all the time.
I don't know. I hope so.
All right, I'm going to stop that one. Just put this out of the middle. I couldn't understand a single word. I tried to transcribe it. I couldn't fucking grasp any of that at all.
I heard no intelligible words in that sentence.
I listened to it probably 5 times in a row. I heard hallway. She's talking about a hallway of some sort. I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway. It's the last one, I promise. I don't torture you anymore with this thing.
It just burst.
Yeah, we used to have the couch down here.
Well, yeah, we went over there, thank you.
Yeah, he took it to the dump.
Well, you're pretty, you can do it.
You're pretty there. You got some pretty eyes.
This is my only words that I say coming up here.
He said the city doesn't like indoor furniture outside.
That's me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Sounding just like Fabish.
Yeah. I thought it was you the whole time.
I did too.
He doesn't like anything. He doesn't like anything.
I thought it was Tim the entire time until he started saying, no. Like, my buddy Fabish could understand that he was saying
that. Was
it.
Almost all Fabish. That was my only one line.
Well, you guys sound identical.
Thank you, I guess. Thank you. We're talking about, we used to have a couch on the front porch of the apartment, and the city came and took it away because you can't have indoor furniture outside. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
So anyway, so the last word she said was, the city doesn't like anything. And then she laughed like a fucking maniac.
I mean, I have questions about your hidden audio camera show.
Great, okay.
How many clips did you have of this woman?
That's it. You heard them all.
Oh, that was your entire website?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, the website was about all sorts of... We So, Wolford, I'm sure you've seen this. We had a camera in the laundry room. We had stashed a camera in there.
This one's good.
And we put out a bunch of porno magazines in there. And this dude came down to do his laundry and stole all of our porno magazines. So we have, like, this video footage of him, this dude stealing porno magazines.
That's weird.
It was pretty funny. And then...
Who was the guy?
I don't know. Some guy that lives in the building.
Oh. Oh, you lived in an apartment.
Yeah.
Style thing. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of camera were you using?
Just a shitty, it was called an X10 camera. This was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Just a little like a, it was an RF camera. Mm-hmm. Worked on, the RF shit. It was real shitty.
Yeah.
It'd be much cooler website to do these days. But
yeah.
Yeah. And we just set them out during parties and stuff. And it was fun.
So like what types of things besides people seeing porn and mags would you have on there?
Those were the sort of the greatest hits, as the crazy old lady in the porno mags. We had a party one time that was kind of funny because weird stuff happened at the party.
What kind of weird stuff? You're being vague.
It was a college party type of thing. So shit that, I mean, like they threw a bag of chips in the microwave and broke some things. And
That sounds way less interesting.
I know. No. I'm trailing off because I've just hit the highlights of the site.
Okay.
Man.
Tim would almost get in fights because he wouldn't know people that lived in the building's name. So he would just name them by some sort of physical appearance.
Uh-huh.
So there was lots of, hey, Baldy, why don't you hand me a cup over there? And there was lots of fights almost started because of that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. I used to be a dick, young dude. I don't know.
You used to be a dick.
Yeah, I had a problem.
Wow.
It was a problem.
Tim's one vice is naming people because he doesn't know their names.
No, we had some fun times at the
moment. Yeah.
Fat Kid says, it's cool that you knew Boomhauer's mom. It's a King of the Hill reference.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
I didn't.
Where are we actually? I can't fucking make out the time from this angle.
58.
All right.
And so, Murph does say that the Japanese people made an attack on Titan porn, so there's a market for everything.
Titan porn?
Attack on Titan. It's an anime.
Oh. I don't get that reference.
I don't either.
I don't watch weird porn. I watch porn.
Fuck you, Murph.
I watch porn with real life naked women in it.
Yeah, the only.
That's sort of my thing.
And the only anime I've ever watched was Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah.
Really? I used to watch a lot of anime.
That's the only one I've ever... I did watch Death Note as well. Those are the only two I've ever
watched. Akira?
Dude, Akira was the shit.
Akira's good.
Never watched it.
You should watch
Ghost
Akira.
In the Shell?
Nope.
Oh, dude.
Nope, never watched it. Never cared.
Street Fighter? That was a good...
I played the video game. That's all I did.
Anime movie?
No, I played the video game. I played the video game and I saw the movie with fucking Tim...
Curry?
Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different sort of thing. Yeah, the anime version was cool. That was what we were talking about last time you were on the show, Warford. Like how cool it was when you had to really hunt stuff down. And that the Street Fighter one was a one that you had to hunt down.
Yeah.
When you hunted it down, it was fucking sweet as hell.
And now you just go to a fucking anime torrent site and you have everything.
I know. Yeah. It's less cool that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to find somebody who knew somebody who had something in order to see it.
I think I hunted down to some
pay them like $30 to make a copy for you.
Yeah, $30 fucking. A huge amount of money back then.
For a VHS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, I was making $5 an hour at the time at the movie theater.
Yeah. So that was 6 hours of work for you.
It's a whole shift, maybe two.
I mean, that was like twice jerking off in the back of the theater.
That's catching people jerking off to, was it Basic Instinct? What was
it? Dude, I'm way too old for, or way too young for Basic Instinct.
No, what was it? What was the big one that came out?
It was,
Showgirls.
Yes, I was going to say striptease, but it wasn't striptease. It was Showgirls. Yeah,
you know, I have a funny thing. So when striptease came out, I swear to God, I fucking jerked off to Demi Moore probably once every month for probably a good solid year because it was on Cinemax and whatnot. I saw a picture of her recently, and like she has no boobs. Did she have tit cancer or something? Because she has no tits anymore. And in striptease, she had great tits.
So they didn't remove the implants, maybe?
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Does she literally have none, or does she just have smaller than before?
It's like, it looks like a fish hook now.
Like a fish hook?
Whoop.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like banana tits.
Better word.
Shaped like bananas.
Yeah, it's shaped like a banana.
Okay. I don't mind that, I guess. That's like 70s tits.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, I love 70s tits.
God, I hate that. How can you like that?
Oh, dude. What's wrong with that? There's
everything. With that. Everything is wrong with that.
No, that's fine.
They're not big, full tits.
Yeah.
I like full tits. Full, nice-looking tits.
See, we didn't have Cinemax growing up. Well, I mean, we sort of did.
Mm-hmm.
We had the...
Wolverine was poor.
We had cable.
I was poor because my mom fucking paid for Cinemax.
We had cable, but... We didn't have premium channels, so I would have to get it stuck on the scrambled Cinemax channel or sort of coming through.
Yeah.
Everybody our age had those stories, but I... So, Shay, you were the friend that had Cinemax.
My mom...
Most of us had to have a friend that had Cinemax. You were that friend.
It's weird. My mom, like, she made $0, but for some reason, we always had Cinemax and HBO. And, that was our lunch money, but still...
You got food stamps, but you had HBO.
We didn't even get fucking food stamps.
So Fat Kid says it was Raw Julia in Street Fighter, not Tim Curry.
Whoever the fuck the guy was. The guy from his family.
Live-action one?
Yeah, he's right.
That's Raw Julia.
He's right.
Whatever. They kind of look the same.
That was Raw Julia's last movie before he died.
I remember that. Yeah,
it's like, really? True. This shitty movie?
Yeah, because he was in Adam's Family, and then he was in that, and then...
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who was the fucking Van Damme was in the Street
Fighter? Van Damme. Movie? He played Guile, the American GI who obviously had a Belgian accent.
Right. Do you guys remember the Mortal Kombat movie?
Of course.
I remember the first one.
Sonya Blade, the fucking hot blonde. Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oof. Dude.
You sound like me.
Oof. God, if I was not with my dad when I saw that movie, I would have jerked off to that bitch in the theater. Dude, what the fuck? Immediately.
See, like I was saying, though, we didn't have like premium channels, so I'd have to go rent a movie like the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah.
With a scene where all the brides came out.
The other day. That was hot.
And I'm like, I'm going to jerk off to the scene because this is as erotic as it's ever going to get.
Winona Ryder was so hot in that movie.
Dude, Winona Ryder is fucking hot.
Yeah, she so still is. She still is.
And the Tales of the Crypt, Bordello of Blood. Or,
yeah. Dude, Angie Everhart? The redhead?
Yes. I swear to God, like I was over at my friend's house and he rented it and I watched it. And I, like the whole time I was just like, I need to take a mental picture so I can go home and jerk off tomorrow morning because I'm not going to jerk off here on the couch next
time. This brings up a weird story. I stayed, like, my friend had a bunch of people over for his birthday or whatever, and we were, like, 12 or whatever it is. And so, of course, we stayed up to, like, 4 in the morning watching all the movies we weren't supposed to be watching on Cinemax.
Mm-hmm.
And he leaves and goes to the bathroom, and then he comes back, and he's like, dude, I got the biggest boner. I couldn't pee. And I'm just like, dude, I really don't want to know.
Yeah, good times.
We didn't ever talk about that. I remember that.
Young kids.
I had a friend over when I was in like third grade, and we were watching like Cinemax late at night. And this was before I knew what jerking off was. And like we were sitting there watching like, it's one of those like action porn movies.
Oh, yeah. Shannon Tweed.
Dude, no,
she was the best.
Oh, my God, dude. Anytime there's a Shannon Tweed or Lisa something. Lisa Boyle. I remember her, dude. Anytime I'd see something coming on with her, I was like, oh my God, I'm jerking off during this fucking movie. 100%.
Did you ever see Blown Away, the movie that ruined our childhood?
I don't know.
Had Corey Haim, Corey Feldman in it, and Nicole Eggert from Charles in Charge.
Before the boob job.
Yeah,
and there was lots of... showed her tits, Ben. It was awesome.
Of sex and lots of all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yep, and then never she got an implant and never showed her tits again.
Yep.
It was very sad.
What the fuck? Why would she do that? What's the point?
Maybe she needed that movie to pay for the implants.
What's the point of getting implants to not show them?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask Nicole Eggert.
Yeah.
Write a letter, dude.
Unfortunately, you had to see Corey Feldman's ass in that movie.
Unfortunately.
Oh, wait.
Unfortunately.
But then, yeah, there was a shot of like Corey Haim totally going down on What's-Her-Face. And then, yeah.
I've never seen him.
I was just like, holy shit. It's like the Lost Boys and Charles in Charge, the porno.
Never seen it.
You should watch it. Yeah. Dude, I'm sure you can still find it on the torrent.
I'm sure it's probably awful.
Anyway, we need to sign off on this episode. Anyway, because Shay is going to be out next week. We're going to do a second episode immediately following. So
if you're listening live, keep listening. We'll be back in probably about 5 minutes.
If you're not listening live, just whatever.
Yeah. That means you, Murph and the Fat Kid. You better stick around or you're off the network.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
This is Tim.
This is Shay.
This is Brian.
Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
Yeah, El Goro.